Numbers chapter 18. Just remember the context in the last few chapters. The Levites, some of them, had been trying to act as priests, and they weren't happy that there were some of the Levites who were priests and the rest of the Levites were not priests. So, not all Levites were priests, but the priests were all Levites. So they're warned here. You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary. You and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood. I think the idea is if you allow people who are not priests to come, even if they're Levites, to come close to the most holy place, then you are going to bear the judgment for that. You shall be obedient to this. And they, that is the Levites, shall not come near to the vessels of the sanctuary and to the altar, that they not die, neither they nor you. So in other words, if they allowed the Levites to do what they weren't supposed to do, then the Levites would die, and they also, the priests also, would die. So we have responsibility, to some degree, for other people. And if, as Ezekiel says, if you don't tell people that they are on the way to death, then you are responsible for their death. And this idea of responsibility is not something that falls easily on us because we all don't really like it. We all just want to get on as just me, myself, my little obscure way. But we actually have responsibility for others. Behold, I have taken your brothers, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift to do the service of the tent of meeting. So then, when on Passover night the firstborn of Israel were saved, God went on to say that, well, actually the firstborn are mine, it's just that I saved them from death, and they should be given to me. And yet instead of taking all the firstborn of all the Israelites, God took the Levites as his special servants. But in the New Testament, we read that we are the church of the firstborns. In other words, we are the Levites. Now, they were to focus completely upon the service of God, on teaching God's word, and focusing on spiritual things. And that's why they were given no land inheritance. And we are all to be like that. We are the royal priesthood. We are the Levites. And we likewise should do the same. That it's not for us to try to build up some smart life for ourselves in this world, but rather our focus should be on service of God's people, the love of his word, and sharing his word with other people. So Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, I have given you the responsibility for my wave offerings and all the holy things of the children of Israel. This shall be yours of the most holy things from the fire, every offering of theirs, every grain offering of theirs, every sin offering of theirs. You shall eat it like the most holy things. This is yours also, the wave offering of their gift. I have given them to you and to your sons and to your daughters with you. All the best of the oil, the best of the vintage and the grain, the first fruits which they give to Yahweh, to you have I given them. The first ripe fruits of all that is in their land which they bring to Yahweh shall be yours. Everything devoted in Israel shall be yours. In other words, there were times when people came into something or other in the course of life and they devoted it to God. Several times you read of how some of the kings, like David, captured things in war, and they gave it to God. They didn't have to, but they chose to. And in practice, that meant that they gave them to the sanctuary, and God is saying, yep, and the Levites can have them. Well, the idea was that the Levites didn't have to work to get food, etc., although they were given land on which they could cultivate in the priestly cities. But the idea was that really they should be supported by eating the sacrifices of the things which the people brought to God and the things that they chose to devote to God. Now, if the people had been faithful in doing this, the Levites could have continued focusing on God's service and the things of God's word. If they'd been obedient to the covenant, they would have had huge harvests, and therefore the first fruits that were offered to God would have been huge. The Levites wouldn't have had any problem in surviving, but that wasn't done. In the time of the judges, you find the landless Levites wandering around from place to place just looking for work, just to survive. And so everything went down in a downward spiral. The people didn't pay their tithes to the Levites as they should have done, and they didn't give generously to God as they should have done, and therefore the Levites had to work. They couldn't focus on teaching God's word to the people, and therefore the people became even more ignorant of God's ways. And this is typical of how things go. There's a downward spiral in life, in spiritual terms, and an upward spiral. And what happened in Israel was that the people didn't pay their tithes to the Levites, so they couldn't focus upon the things of teaching God's word, and therefore the people, the mass of people, became even more ignorant. So the idea was that not that the Levites should become wealthy, the idea of super mega wealthy pastors is not at all what the Bible teaches at all. The idea was simply that those who focused on spiritual things should be looked after okay, and they had enough to eat, and they could focus on doing God's work and teaching God's word. That was particularly important in those days when most people couldn't read, and access to God's word wasn't like it is today, where you've got it on your phone and it's quite easy to get access to the text of the Bible. It wasn't like that in those days. Your access to God's word depended on the Levites faithfully teaching it to you. So you can see how things went down, but likewise they can go up if you have a functional spiritual system in a church, in a group of believers. Things go up and up, and that's how it should have been in Israel.